If you've walked through the forests in Pocahontas County much this summer, maybe you have noticed an unusually large number of standing dead trees or recently fallen trees. Perhaps you've even heard a loud cracking sound followed by the toppling tree smashing to the ground. At the beginning of this month, we met with Greg Hammonds, the West Virginia University Extension agent for the county, and asked him about this. Greg, I've noticed an unusually large number of dead and falling trees in our forests here. Is there something unusual going on this year?
We have several invasive species that have caused a lot of those lately. Primarily, probably the key one that a lot of folks see is dead white ash trees. It's caused by the emerald ash borer. A lot of those trees are currently dead and can cause some dangerous situations in the forest, either felling those trees to get rid of them or just being out there with wind and storms and that kind of thing, just blowing tops out and that kind of stuff. That's probably one of the most common ones. Beech bark disease is another one. American beech tree, which was common here, still is somewhat common, but beech bark disease is kind of widespread now and can cause death of some of those trees as well, and kind of causes the same situation. So you see trees that are dead and dying. Dead tops, just dangerous situations. Those are two that are really common that we see a lot of dead trees right now. Dutch elm disease is another one that we see pretty common. Elm trees will typically eventually get that, and that's what end up causing those to die. And again, you run into the same situations, dead tops, trees falling down, just creating dangerous situations in the woods.
I've noticed a lot of birch trees seem to be dying where I'm at.
I get reports of different trees dying in different areas of the county all the time. The birch trees is not something that I've seen a lot of dead. Sometimes some cultivated trees and birch are sometimes popular for that. Folks using birch for landscape trees around their house will see some root rot and some types of those conditions where they get too wet and cause some damping off the roots and some of those trees will die. But typically, like I said, those are landscape situations that I usually see those in. So I haven't noticed that widespread a lot in the forest.
Greg, suppose some of our listeners happen to have one of those cultivated birch trees in their yard and they saw it starting to deteriorate or something. Is there anything that can be done about that?
I always encourage folks, both plants and trees, landscape plants, crops, everything in general. One of the first things that everybody hears me say here probably is soil tests. So WVU provides soil testing as a free service. You can either just Google search WVU soil test lab or come in by our office and we'll give you a sample form. Doesn't cost you anything to do it but the postage to mail a sample in. So that'll give you an idea of where your pH stands. That's measuring the acidity of the soil and then your nutrient levels as well. So typically plant diseases, a lot of those generate from poor soil conditions, which can include being too wet, but a lot of times those are nutrient deficiencies or pH not being where it needs to be. So soil test, soil test, soil test is what I'll always say for crops, plants, trees. We'll start there and then we'll see what we can figure out.
While I'm here, do you have any predictions on what the fall colors are going to be like this year and how soon they'll come out and peak?
I wish I knew as much moisture as we had. It seems like in these moist years, it hangs on a little bit longer before we start to see that peak color. A lot of times when we're in a drier year, it seems to happen earlier because the trees are just stressed. Just a kind of defense mechanism. They go into dormancy earlier, it seems like. So I would say it'll be a little bit later than usual just because of the much as moisture as we've had recently.
Is there any other information you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just, we've had a lot of questions this summer. If you look around here on my desk, I've got apples, insects, all kinds of stuff. So if folks have got stuff that they've got agriculture or horticulture questions about, whether that be garden plants or trees or landscape plants, feel free to stop by and see us or give us a call and see if we can help figure out your issues and see if we can help you. Best way to get a hold of us is calling here at the office at 799-4852 or stop by and see us in the basement of the courthouse.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.